Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The Jesse's got some big news. He's going to share it momentarily. Get ready for it.
Family related? Anytime now Jesse says he's got big news, I'm thinking, oh, baby, this could be really big news. No, or what?
I don't want to spoil it for Jesse. I can tell you this. He is not pregnant.
Okay.
We established that before the show began. Edition. I'm eager to get to these Pro Football Focus quarterback ratings, and then I learned something from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning that I don't want to say it rocked me to my core, but it surprised me, and it made me ask some serious questions about the way this roster is being built for the Packers. Edition. And
this is kind of a teasy week, big weekend teaser.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
I do. I love a good tease, though. You know that.
And we will reveal officially the winner of the ugly shower contest presented by Kohler Services and one Mark Gerald Tauscher. Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch, a 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. I'm sorry?
I must not be on that email.
You literally were on the email.
It's your contest.
I know.
I don't even work here.
Jesse won the Kohler Services.
He did not. Those are two unrelated great things that have happened.
Yeah, a heck of a couple days here.
Yes, so is Pat Murphy. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. No, it's on ESPN Wisconsin app. It's the second time I've done that in a week. I was so excited. I'm Jason Wilde.
Green and Gold Jesse. Today, I heard, is on there.
Yeah. Right?
Is it Green and Gold today on there?
It's vintage episodes.
Tuesdays with Aaron.
Jesse Nelson with Rogan. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and the Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher is in his undisclosed location. I was just so excited because we're back up and running. Put the word out, we back up on Facebook.
That is, I think we may have oversold the exciting news. But yes, we are back streaming on Facebook after trying to figure that one out for a little while here.
So who figured it out for you?
I did a little tinkering.
I did a little tinkering,
and I got us back up on Facebook today. So
are we on Instagram then, too?
No.
Because isn't that all one company? Isn't that all Zuck?
Meta.
You just can't take a win. Every time we talk about winning, but I like winning big. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just bunt. I want to have a home run. So do we have Instagram too?
Bunting is part of the game.
When you won,
not with today's analytics.
When you played, when you won games, how long did you celebrate a win before you were thinking about the next game?
24 hours.
Okay.
24
hours. So Cincinnati.
Can we take 24 minutes to celebrate it? Like, we're back on
That's
Facebook.
Fair.
Can we do that before we start to say, hey, how about we get on Instagram? Like, this was a big accomplishment here this morning.
Jesse. No. Jesse, yes. Kudos to you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tosh.
Before we get started here today, I want someone to tell me why this idea is dumb. Okay? So, back in the old days, we'd start school and it would have to be after Labor Day because of people working in the Dells and the farmers. And there just was, there was always reasonings for things.
Sure.
There is, I can't think of a good reason. We're going to keep the school year 9.5 months or whatever it is, which that is open for debate. I'm not going to even get into that today. We'll break that down after we break down tax code and everything else. Why don't we start school unilaterally in the state of Wisconsin? I'm not even thinking about the other states. Y'all do you. I'm a states rights. Okay, you do you. But
I'm a states rights guy.
If you look at the way the school year's set up, why would we have school after Memorial Day weekend? This should be the start of summer for everybody, including our kids. Start in August. Finish now.
Well, wait. Now
finish on this Friday and be done with school. Boom. Now. Why am I crazy?
All right. Well, why is this schedule inconveniencing you as it currently exists?
No. It's honest to God, Jason. I mean, with sports, it's not going to inconvenience me a bit. But I'm asking, as we're sitting here today, would it make a ton of sense if you said, every kid in the state of Wisconsin, let's start our blanking summer on May 20, whatever. Let's figure out the calendar. Okay, Memorial Day is this weekend. If we got to start August 22nd, so be it. Why not?
Wait, how is that better?
I'm telling you it's better.
It's warmer on August 22nd than it is on May 28th.
Right.
So, if you want to work at the water parks or whatever outside jobs there are in the summer, they're probably still going on August 22nd.
Okay,
and
so
not
you're
on May
telling
25th.
Me, just so we're on the same page, you're telling me Labor Day weekend,
page.
Better weekend. You could still have a long Labor Day weekend as school started. You get like that little build-up period. Here, people are checked out, man. Kids are checked out. It's graduation. It's checkout time. It is. So you get the week. You know how in training camp they have 3 days of like immersion where you don't have pads on? That could be right before Labor Day weekend. You still give everybody the Friday and you start back up on Tuesday. You get that immersion period in August and everybody's out the end of May and our summer's June, July, and we get back at it in middle August. Tell me why that's crazy.
Why do you want your kids to go back to school in the middle of August?
Why do you want your kids to go to school the middle of June?
If you had... Oh, they don't go...
Jason,
why? Our girls last
year you asked me a question.
I didn't bring this to the floor.
I did, but you asked me a question that I'm asking you.
You literally said, tell me why this is a stupid idea. I asked you a question, and you responded with a question. Had you come to the floor with a, we should go from the Tuesday after Labor Day to the Friday before Memorial Day, I'd be interested in this conversation. But all you're doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying that I'm 100% right. I want to flush. You know how we play flush it or flush it?
Been a while since
I want to do
that. So I asked you a follow-up question, and you got, you know, whatever.
Well, Jason, because it is a Peter and Paul
deal. Why is it better? Why is it better to send your kids
because
back
I'll
to school
tell you
in
this.
Mid-August?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you why.
Well, please, because okay? That's why I asked.
Because I think most of us as parents, now that we've been doing this a while, you realize as summer's going, you get your family vacation, you have your sports, you're busy. It's a run. At some point, it's like, all right, let's get these kids back to school, man. That's about mid-August for us. It's about mid-August. That's why. I can only say it selfishly. All right, Anthony. So, listen, man, I'm going to tell you right now. I love the fact people are coming at me with, I want
Looks
to
like a
understand.
Question to me, by the way.
No, and this was the thought that I had. Spring athletes, the sports athletes in the spring, especially in Wisconsin, it's wet. I mean, do I think baseball should potentially be moved to the fall? Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch, but I'm not going to, again, there's a lot of topics we could hit. That's not where I'm at today. You can still play sports. I mean, football, high school football starts before school starts. High school baseball could be played.
Not if this is going to be the new schedule.
No, it would still actually be. Your training camp would still start before school would start.
You could move football back a little bit and play the championships in December at Camp Randall since they got that heated field now.
That's true. They could. But with baseball, you got all this stuff. You kind of cram things in. You're playing doubleheaders. You're playing five games a week because of rain, everything else. This way, you start your playoffs a little bit later. Kids are going to be willing to play and love it, and it's going to be a smoother scheduling. Plus, you won't have school. You can practice. You can go about your bunt plans and pickoff plays and hitting, all of those things. So I get your point there. I can't remember who just tweeted that up there. But
it was Anthony
yes.
in Cottage Grove.
Anthony, totally understand. I get it. I have always been an advocate in Wisconsin. You take the whole month of January off. Start Christmas break and go January and then shorten your summer. But I get that there's daycare, there's other stuff, and people want 3 months. I just want to have ideas and talk through it. I'm not saying I am right on this. I am just asking a question, and I want to flesh it out. Okay?
You want to have them take the entire month of January off?
When do you want school in session?
Yes, I think instead of taking three-month breaks, because for everybody, you have the summer slump when it comes to reading. You're out 3 months.
Not if you do the book plan from Pizza Hut.
That where you could start breaking it up more. And again, I understand that there's other issues in play. I get that. So that's why I want to make sure we're thinking through it. But just from a strict let's make it make sense deal, all right, boom. Boom, take a month. Get a break. Have a call. Go on a vacation in the middle of winter here.
With
schools,
Lois.
You don't have to heat the. You won't have to heat the school as much. Cut costs on budgets a little bit. It's all just throw it in the pot. And let's see. Is this still the best way to do things? Because I'm just thinking today, boy, it'd be cool if our kids were out of school and we start our summer. That's all I'm thinking. Okay. You think this is really dumb, is what? Because you're not talking. I don't understand. If you had it your way, Jason, I'm kind of surprised you don't homeschool. Anyways, now that I'm thinking about it, you would never want your kids to leave the house. Am I right?
No, you're not right. No. So I
no,
don't.
You're wrong.
Not going to be one of our best shows ever today either.
That's a good thing we're back on Facebook.
Things started so promisingly. I want their summer vacation to be as long as it can be. They are in our house. They have lots of camps. They have lots of fun things they do. I think they need that break. They still read books, which I'm thankful that we don't have to harp on that with them. I am in no way interested in sending them back to school in mid-August. I don't think that is what I'm interested in. I'm curious.
Even if it gets them out mid-May. Even if it gets them out mid-May.
So it is.
You're still getting the same chunk of days. So you're not. So I understand the rob Paul to pay Peter. I get all that. But you're robbing one end of the other. And Jesse's point is actually probably the one that has stuck the most. August weather's better than May's. Like, uh-huh. There's no doubt. Then I got one of these deals going. Like on my shoulder. I don't know which way I should go on this.
You're the one who told us that the worst season in Wisconsin weather-wise
spring.
is spring, and now you're giving them time off during the worst weather-wise season of the year.
We have a spring break.
I was at a track meet yesterday. It was spring. Let's be honest. Spring break is in March.
Let's get rid of spring break.
Oh, but we're going to have January.
No, turn it in. Spring break.
Jason, hear me out. Hear me out on this. It should all be dependent on your weather spots. So I would think if you're in Texas, I want summer break. I want to get out of that heat. I want to get up to Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota. If I'm in Wisconsin, I want to have a January spring break. I want to go to Florida and Arizona or wherever in January, not March. Right?
Roaming spring break that you can place in the in the year depending
on
the state.
Yes, and it would be more affordable for families, so not everybody is fighting for the 2-week window to get to El Paso, Texas, or wherever you're going. Like, all of a sudden the airline tickets are cheaper, maybe the spots are cheaper. I think that actually makes – so of all of this, I think I just fleshed out what I'm really looking for.
El Paso.
If you want to keep Memorial Day weekend and you want to have your kids in school until the middle of June, God bless you. And you want to go up to Labor Day, God bless you.
But our kids aren't in school until the middle of June.
Hold up, and then I'll let you have the floor. I'm going to let you have the floor. Spring. I don't want to switch any of the other calendar. I'm going to just suck it up. We'll go to middle of June. We'll finish. We'll go past Labor Day, and we'll start up. Okay, I ain't going to fight you. Okay? I want Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, every school to say, I am no longer doing spring break the end of March. I'm doing spring break the end of January because I know this. January is a long month. It's cold. I think most of us want to break up our winter, and if the Packers aren't making a run in the playoffs, the winter gets long. I want us to start taking our spring break as Wisconsin families in the end of January, early February. That's what I want to change. I'm not going to change. I'm going to let you guys handle that. This is my new change.
Okay. First of all, you just had holiday break at the end of December into early January. Now we're taking another week. You don't.
Jerry, that's good.
With this discussion, the Facebook folks are wishing the show was still down.
Oh, Jerry,
here's one of the other problems with your Memorial Day plan. This year, Memorial Day is Monday the 26th. In 2021, Memorial Day was May 31st. So that's a 5-day fluctuation with that. Secondly, you keep saying, I want my kids in school till mid-June. The last day of school is June 6th for our girls.
For you.
Well, they go to a public school. I'm not here to speak for other schools' calendars, but I think June 6th is a reasonable time for them to get out. They still have a huge chunk of the summer because they go back for, I think, 2 days before Labor Day, and then they have the long Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And then the school year starts in earnest on Tuesday. Jesse, you can read these text messages. The floor is yours.
There's a lot of them that we've been showing, and from various states around the country. We're a very national
interesting
show.
It's almost as if maybe I thought some people would be interested in this.
Interesting. You believe in states' rights, so we're getting all kinds of information from different states.
Yeah, Chris in Nashville, Tennessee. I agree with Tausch from Wisconsin and have lived in Texas and Tennessee with friends around the country. Other states end school yesterday, Thursday before Memorial Day, and start in August. Same amount of summer break, just at different times. Is this still about the summer economy and weather? That's what Chris in Nashville asks.
I still don't understand, if we're not changing the number of days, why is this better in Wisconsin? Why?
Why is what better?
Your calendar. Why is it better?
I feel like Memorial Day weekend for all of us. Jesse's going up north. He's barbecuing.
It's the unofficial start of summer.
It's the start of summer, but we're dumping our kids back in school for 2 weeks. That's the only – And again, I am not opposed to saying let's just keep the calendar. It bothers me the lack of curiosity sometimes. Like, I want curiosity. I want to flush some stuff out. I don't want it just to be, you're an idiot. Oh, the summer's better than the fall. Yeah, hey, I get that. Summer weather is, but it also gets hot. So I just want to talk through it and have a discussion instead of kind of, I feel like you're, I'm not going to put you in this category, Jason.
It sounds
like
you are.
But I feel like sometimes it's, no, I just said I'm not.
I just don't understand why, if you're going to argue that, oh, you're dumping was the word you used, dumping your kids back into school for 2 weeks in late May, early June, I don't understand why it's better to dump them into school on August 12th.
Nobody said the 12th.
Okay, what day would you like to send them back?
20th. you get like a week before Labor Day. About a week before Labor Day. You know?
Well, how is that any better?
Immersion.
You're going to have syllabus.
Get them immersed.
You're just going to have syllabus.
Maybe it's, hey, Jesse, this is the point. Maybe it's not.
I don't think
it
is.
Maybe it's not.
You got to get off and running. Get
but
into
maybe
a rhythm.
It is.
By the time, Tuesday after Labor Day, okay, we're in rhythm right away. First, 4 days, get situated, get your seats, get your books, and then second full week is the full week. Here we go. Math 101, let's go. As opposed to if you start before Labor Day, which growing up, that's what we always did up until a certain age. Like I remember elementary school, middle school, we started before Labor Day. And it was really weird having 3 days of school and then having a long weekend for Labor Day. And then it's almost like you had to restart everything on Tuesday after Labor Day. And then it took you a few days to get back in the groove again.
So
yeah, almost just, like you want to have like a little immersion period in August.
All right, so can't we just adopt the college calendar? Right? Like,
what is the college calendar?
Well, we just had did we not just have graduation weekend at the University of Wisconsin?
We did.
Wasn't it on Mother's Day?
But I think the difference is we've had some texts about child care costs. College kids don't need child care costs when they're home for the summer.
Good point.
I understand, but if I don't understand why we're just robbing Peter to pay Paul. If we want to change the schedule and make it more intensive during the window that they're in school, I'm not saying turn elementary school or middle school into college or high school into college, but the University of Wisconsin has graduation on Mother's Day. They go back to school on the Tuesday after Labor Day. So if you came to the table with this idea of expanding summer vacation, I'm very interested in that. The fact that you're just taking like the little slide rule and you're moving when they're off, I don't think there's a lot of upside for them to get these 2 weeks when it's going to be, it was 41 degrees this morning when I walked the dogs. Like, I don't see the quality of their time off being improved by having more days off in May.
Going to be more people in Denny's Diner than in the wave pool at the Kalahari this weekend.
Yeah, I just feel like things have been dictated by certain things for a long time, whether it has been farming, state fairs, the Wisconsin Dells. I understand everybody's got things. I just want to have a conversation. I feel like we did that. And where I've come down on this is this. I am fine with the school calendar as it is. I don't love it, but I'm fine with it. I want to move spring break. I want spring breaks to be moved. I want it to now to be a winter break for Wisconsinites, as the state of Wisconsin, I do believe, we want to get out of here when it's January or February. That's where I'm at. And I hope that that will be kind of where I think we need to switch things, in my opinion, after this conversation.
All right. Again, we have a holiday break at the end of December. You were also the guy that was saying that you want the entire month of January off a minute ago. This is a lot to try and follow. I don't feel like you fleshed out your idea before bringing it to the floor of the legislature here.
Jason, some of this stuff I need to have. I want people on Twitter and on our Carbless Talk and text line. this is conversations. This is part being a part of a community like we are. I want to have bad ideas. I want to have great ideas. Lord knows I got both. And sometimes I want someone to point out, well, why would you want to do this? Oh, well, childcare costs are here. We can't do that. Okay, I like that. Shoot it to me. Give me the goods. That's all I'm asking for. I don't want to be shot down and told, you know, you're an idiot. I don't even mind if you call me an idiot.
No one has told you you're an idiot.
I just don't want the conversation to be like,
all we're asking is what the reasoning is behind it. And I still don't feel like I've gotten any clarity on why you like this, other than I get sick of my kids by mid-August. And I'd like them to go back to school.
Nobody said they're sick of their kids. I think there is a big drop. I think 3 months at one chunk is a long time, and I think it hurts a lot of things. And I'm guessing if you asked educators, they would say there's a lot of students that really, especially in the early ages, struggle with this. Not everybody has books floating around their house, and not everybody is as for. There's different things that are in play, and I think we can figure some different ways out. That's all. That's all.
We can't We can't ask the educators because they're working today because school didn't end yesterday.
if only we can call them in August. They can tell us what's going on.
We can call on August 20th and ask someone, yeah.
Labor Day weekend. We'll call them right before Labor Day weekend. That's pretty good. Pella Windows and Doors. I'll tell you what, there's no better time to change the school's calendar and have those conversations than right now. And there is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set your free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing. They'll listen to your vision. Suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends May 31st, kids will still be in school. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Welcome back to Academics Today. We're your hosts, Professor Mark Tauscher and teacher's assistant Jason Wilde. Jesse, before we take calls on this, and my issue with this conversation is that I have still yet to hear from the originator of the idea a clear explanation for why he believes this would be an upgrade, other than it's the official start of summer at Memorial Day, and that he thinks that senioritis is prevalent throughout all kids after they go back after Memorial Day. I'm also still unclear, are we taking all of January off? Are we not?
No, spring break. January spring break. We now call it winter break.
We already have one.
We already have winter break. It's around the holidays.
I want it to be celebrated the same way spring break is. I want us to go to the Bahamas, and I want us doing that, and we'll be off peak. We could be the trendsetter, the state of Wisconsin. Let's be trendsetters. Let's start this.
So there was a text that you showed.
Jason, would you rather go in early February to the Bahamas, or would you rather go to San Padre? In the first week, I know you want, but your kids, they like going to the, you don't even go with your own kids to Florida.
Yeah, I know.
If you go to San Padre in end of March, early April, or you go in early February, as a Wisconsinite, pull this, Jesse. Would you rather go to San Padre Island on February 1st?
What island is this again? Where are we going?
Whatever the one in Texas.
You pick. Sal Bando Island.
Okay. You pick a spot that's warm and nice that people. Turks and Caicos, okay? That's where you want to pick.
Sal Paso.
Cabo San Lucas, whatever. You pick it. I think most Wisconsinites would say, yeah, I think February 15th. I think that sounds better than
my
April
birthday.
1st.
Thanks. I grew up in England, Mark and Sun Prairie writes.
Well, hello.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Mark.
Mark must be an older guy because that name is no longer
hello.
Popular, as we've established.
That's true.
Ruth.
That is true.
Next one will be
from
Ruth.
I've been doing Little League Baseball. I have not heard anybody call a kid Mark in probably 7 years of doing Little League Baseball. So take that for what it's worth.
Are we changing the Little League Baseball schedule based on the school calendar, or will that remain the same?
No, that starts. So we've started already, and I actually have our 100.5. I have 100.5 ESPN Madison, our Eleanor softball team. I have some issues that I'll have to discuss. I don't know if we want to do that today or tomorrow or next week.
We can do it tomorrow. You'll be by. You can come on the Saturday scramble to discuss that. I grew up in England, Mark in Sun Prairie writes. They run 3 semesters, 6 weeks off for summer, 3 weeks off for Christmas and Easter. Now, this is a concept.
I like that.
To this point, this is what has jumped out. The idea of trimesters and having, again, have them go to school the same number of days, but having the breaks spaced the way this would be, I am intrigued by. Now, again, I do think, and we've seen multiple people text in on this, the child care aspect of this. I want to make sure that we are not being insensitive to that just because our kids are school age and we have jobs where we're sitting in our home studios. Like, we have flexibility that other families do not. So,
and by the way, teachers, a lot of teachers need that 12 weeks because they don't get another job.
Was the next thing I was going to say. So thank you very much. Yes, they also have off-school year jobs that help augment their income, since we don't pay teachers all that well. So I am intrigued by Mark and Sun Prairie's England experience, Governor.
Jolly good schedule it is.
That I'm very interested about, just in terms of what academic experts would say. Is that better for their learning? You are harping on the summer being a time where they take steps back in terms of their...
Yeah, it's called the summer slide. It's pretty well known in the academic world. Summer slide.
Okay.
That's true.
It's great to have a principal on the panel.
I don't want to... listen, I ain't going to toot my own horn, but does anybody else have a master's degree in anything educational? I don't know.
Seems to me,
maybe you do, Jason. Maybe I missed it.
Seems to me you overcame the summer slide to get your master's degree, so good job. Apparently it wasn't detrimental to your academic standing.
Is that when the Brewers couldn't score runs for a week and a half?
That was when they played the Oakland Athletics.
Maybe they should take a few days off, too.
All right. If you came here for Packers conversation, it's not going your way.
Just try again on Tuesday.
Because we've got calls, we've got texts. I want to be clear, I never said this was a bad idea to discuss. My issue is that, check the tape.
You didn't say it was a good idea. Let me feel my feelings. That's how I felt.
I feel like you brought this, and I understand you wanted to flesh it out. Flesh it. But I feel like you were kind of all over the map, Doc Brown, with your ideas. There was the entire January off idea for a while. I'm still not clear on when you'd like them to have this weekend off. Like, Memorial Day is bad to go back to school after, but Labor Day is fine to go back to school after. Is it because you've got so much more? Right. I was actually quoting your thought process.
Oh, I thought you
so
just
I'm
said
glad
that.
You agree with yourself. I wanted to ask you why that's different.
Maybe you should declare what you're saying. Because now you're just, you're reciting me without quoting me? Like, what the hell are we doing here?
I agree with myself.
It's like a bachelor party. Everyone's got I agree with Tausch shirts. Tausch says I'm Tausch.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We've got a few calls. The clock has already gotten away from me. So we'll get to your calls and your texts. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. This is more. It doesn't matter when your kids are in school. What you want to make sure you're taking advantage of is the Steinhoffel's biggest Memorial Day sale ever, and it's happening right now. Save 10% off store-wide, plus get $50 instant cash back for every $499 that you spend. Plus, buy a premium mattress, get a free premium delivery on everything, and take advantage of Steinhoffel's 60-month 0% financing. Plus, there's amazing doorbusters. But hurry, the sale ends on Monday, which is Memorial Day. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. All right, we are restructuring the school year on Wilde and Tausch. If you would like to find a way to tie it into Packers training camp or the off-season program so we can pretend we're talking about the Packers, you can do that with your call or your text.
Good luck.
Good luck. Never said by Liam Neeson in Taken. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Cody in the YouTube comments. This is sports radio, you clowns. I don't think Cody's enjoying our academic discussion.
Just wait till we get to the pirate later.
This show is what happens when you have 3 hours to talk sports and have no clue how to do it.
Wow. I was wondering if we figured this out after 9 years. I guess not.
Is this show a waste of time? I don't think it's a complete waste. But the first hour is completely useless every day. I feel like I'm reading like the mean tweets segment on Kimmel.
That is very insulting to Robert Brooks and Don Mikowski.
A useful comment mixed in from Complicated Fella. They tried this in lacrosse for a couple of years, and both parents and teachers shot it down. So okay. They did try it in Wisconsin, which is interesting.
All right.
There are other shows on YouTube talking sports today. If you enjoy sports talk while you're working, this show doesn't love you.
Hey,
dang.
Nice win for the Thunder last night, huh, Tausch?
And then Charles laughing so hard, I think everyone in the gym is wondering what's wrong with me. Great show. So thank you, Charles.
Atta, babe, Charles.
Glad we're entertaining you, at least. All right, Jesse, what do we have on the Carbless talk and text line? Lists
well,
is more.
You're going to like this one. Someone who offers some insight on the subject. A text.
Thank you.
A text from Up North Joe.
Is he a teacher?
Oh, UNJ.
Mrs. Up North Joe's least favorite time of year as a teacher is after Memorial Day. Student behavior definitely changes. The summer slide is real.
Mm-hmm.
Up North Joe, quoting
interesting.
Mrs. Up North Joe.
I'm not even going to. I'm not. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
So, again, my question is, what's wrong with after Memorial Day, the school year's over, after Labor Day, the school year begins?
No, let's just not have school. Let's just not have any school. Give them 6 months off. You're basically saying just give them more time off, is what you're saying. Yeah, well, just give them all the time off.
You don't think if you do the math that your January, month of January off would not end up in the same number of school days as mine would?
No, you'd flush. You'd move. You'd maneuver. You're still going the same amount of days. You're maneuvering. You're just not getting the big block. You're not getting the big block off.
Okay.
What do they always say about idle? What do they say about idle minds? What do they say about that?
I don't know. Tell us what they say about that.
Isn't it something about idle time gives you the devil's workshop or something like that?
What?
A quote like that? Basically, if your mind ain't working, it ain't gonna be good. Now, I'm gonna paraphrase the whatever that analogy
right,
is.
So first of all,
that's the gist of it.
All right. First of all, I believe it's from the book of Proverbs.
Okay.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Is that what you're seeking?
There you go. Yeah, it's something like that. Yep.
So if they have stuff going on all summer, though, then their hands and their minds aren't idle, right?
Hey, Jason, not everybody has 32 camps and 55 sports that they're in. There's a lot of kids that don't, and that's my point.
Okay? How much downtime do you guys have in your summer is my
question.
It's
not about what – it's not a ton, but it's not about just us. That's my point.
So you came up with this idea not based on your own experience, but because you were looking to improve the school year schedule for everyone.
Like most things, it triggers my mind in a certain way, and then I want to get different opinions so that I can maybe formulate a plan that might be better. I don't know. Maybe that makes me a bad person. That's how I like to do things.
So what is that?
Maybe
what
not.
Is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
So unnecessary.
All I know is that school will definitely be out on June 18th, when we make our next trip to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Maybe I'll bring the kids.
One of my kids is still going to be in school, which that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But I believe Terry Bradshaw's got a show coming down to Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I don't know what day it is. It's sometime in June.
Him and Chris Rock are doing a show together.
And I don't think his kids are out of school yet, so his kids won't be able to make it. But he will be there, I think, June 29th. We're excited. We're going to be there the 18th. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It features 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book that I believe our producer is in a great spot to get a big old payday with his Pacers thought process, which was really good. And he got a rock shop. Hungry. Oh, we had lunch down there. It's great. If you get down there a little bit later, you get the Council Oak Steaks. And a spot I really want to check out, the UU Noodle Bar. I love a good noodle bar. Head on down to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It is a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
The Terry Bradshaw Show is indeed at Hard Rock Casino Rockford on June 29th. Backed by a live band, Bradshaw shares personal stories, songs, and laughs in a one-of-a-kind performance that gives fans an intimate glimpse into his life on and off the field. So that is
fun.
Sunday, June 29th, if that interests you. I will check the schedule for when Kevin Hart is there. Because I know he's got a show coming up
Is Chris Rock coming? I thought he was coming.
I don't see that on the calendar currently.
Dave Chappelle would be somebody I would be chomping to go see. Like, I hope he gets down to Hard Rock Casino.
Now you're doing the same thing you did when we were there, where you're coming up with acts that you want to encourage.
But I want to. I'm just telling you, I really want to see Dave Chappelle. I think it'd be a great show.
They have all these great shows that are happening, and you're just talking about hypothetical ones that could happen.
Do you think having a comedian at Summerfest is something? You think they'll do that?
They used to have a comedy stage. I used to love going to that.
Yeah, I bet it was great. I don't know if they still do or not.
I don't think they have a specific stage.
What's the deal with not having a comedy show at Summerfest?
Jeff Ross Seinfeld. Is playing at Seinfeld. The Hard Rock Casino Rockford. He's a comedian.
When is he going to be there?
He's there Saturday, July 12th, while school is still out.
He's the roast master. He's the roast master.
I've got Wanda Sykes. She's a comedian. She's also there. The aforementioned Kevin Hart scheduled to appear. We'll run down the calendar of all the great shows coming to Hard Rock Casino Rockford a little bit later in the program. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Before we get to the big unveiling of the ugly shower winner's shower that's going to be renovated by Kohler Services, just an update on Kevin Hart's show at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It has been rescheduled. It will now be Saturday, July 19th. So I don't know if they moved his date because they've gotten word from Chris Rock that he's available, or if there's another reason, but
Kevin Hart's kid still at school.
He's in one of those states that they start a little earlier.
But they've got a month off in January.
Alaska. I think that's more daylight in July.
Nice. Oh, my God. All right. The time has come, Jesse. The unveiling is here. We have our winner of the Kohler Services, Mark Tauscher. Now, is this going to be like the concrete job you did? Are you assisting Doug and his team in the demo or restructuring of the bathroom?
So I don't know where our winner is from, and I don't want to slow down their role. As you know, my kids will be in school through middle of June, and with baseball at our 100.5 ESPN Madison softball team, I can't say for certain that I'm going to get there. I am going to give my best effort, and yes, I know, don't confuse effort with results. I get it, but I am hoping to get a maul and just start pounding away at this old crummy bathroom so we can put in the brand new one from Kohler.
All right, Jesse, let's take a look. Let's see it if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Here is the ugliest shower.
J-Dub. Yeah.
Congratulations to the winner, Stephanie from Salem.
Oh, yeah.
This, as you see on our video stream, is the ugliest shower, as determined by the team from Kohler Services. Winners of our Kohler Services Ugly Shower Contest that took place throughout the month of April. Jason, paint the picture for us.
I am a dazzling detail guy. We've got the very vintage sliding shower door with the wide panel of frosted glass along with some metal framing. We've got the old school tiles in the background. We do have the two bars that you can hold on to if you have a balance issue. Also a layer that divides the top of the wall, which is painted white, with the bottom of the wall, which appears to have some sort of a wallpaper. It's old school. What color is that tub?
Is that like a tan? That is an ugly, like, beige tan, yellow. Ugh.
It appears there might be a container of McDonald's French fries on the side there.
Where are you seeing the French fries?
Well, I'm looking on, again, I've changed my video setup, so it's a smaller screen for me. Lower right corner of the shower there, it looks like a little container of French fries.
No.
It's a little red container.
I've heard of shower I've heard of shower beers. I've never heard of shower French fries.
Well, they get a little soggy, I would think.
I'm open to trying anything.
It needs a refresh, and Doug and his team over at Kohler Services are the best in the business, and they're going to... Are we going to see an after photo then, too, obviously?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Yes, we will.
Well, tell us more about what Doug and Kohler Services have going on.
All right. If you've been putting off your shower or bath remodel and you want to be able to eat your French fries in the shower in peace, now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned. Peace.
Oh, what?
Get your mind out of the gutter, dude.
Some people
family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get $1,000 off your Luckstone shower remodel, and you have no interest financing for 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. You get that fast professional installation. That is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of Academia Today starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.